Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again, reaching the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, just trying to tell somebody the good news and tell them that they've got to be right if they make heaven their home. So if you want to call in and be a part of this service, why, go ahead and call in. Tonight the title of the service is Who is on the Lord's Side? So, you know, tonight that's what the question's all about, who is on the Lord's side. So call in tonight on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. We'll put you right on the line here with us, reaching the world for Christ. So I see that we've got a couple of phone calls in here, so we find out who they are and where they're at, and we'll get you in here to obey the Lord. 770, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Yearwood and Brother Tim. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Well, praise the Lord. We're glad you called in there, brother. 706, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Good evening, Brother and Sister Yearwood. It's Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise,
well,
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We were just wondering about you. We were trying to find your number to give you a call there. Couldn't find you.
Okay.
If anybody want to call in and be a part of this, well, go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you right on the line here with us and just obey the Lord. So the title of our message tonight is Who is on the Lord's side? So, you know, that's a great question there for the each and every one of us tonight. Who is on the Lord's side? So, Sister Frieda, you called in first, so I'll just, and Brother John called in shortly after you, so whichever one you two want to go, why, just go ahead with it and obey the Lord.
Go ahead, Sister Frieda.
I knew you was going to do that.
Yeah, I was
okay.
Going to do that. You had to call in first.
All right. Well, it's dealing with something. Well, I couldn't find who's on the Lord's side, but I did find something about the Lord. So I'm going to be reading from St. Matthew 17, and I'm going to read 23 through 35. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which should take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and said, Besought him, saying, Have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that, he had called him and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave them all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespass. You know, and that's how our society is. They think if you owe people money, and I try to pay my obligations, but sometimes when you don't have enough money, you have to pay what you know is legally right. So that's what I'm on the Lord's side, and I know the Lord makes ways for everything that takes care of everybody, too. Back to y'all.
Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful word of God right there, and I tell you what, that's exactly the way people are doing, and that's the way they do it then, and they still do today. So, you know, God still got his hand up on each and everything. So go ahead there, Brother John. Just obey the Lord.
All right. First of all, I'm going to get some prayer requests, and I'm going to get into the scriptures. One of the things I want to get forth, Brother Raymond
Taylor.
Excuse me.
Taylor. What? Ain't it Taylor? You talking about Brother Ralph's brother?
Raymond Taylor, yeah. I was looking at Raymond Taylor. He's in the hospital in Griffin, Georgia. He's in a coma, and so let's remember him in prayer. Also, Chris Dawson, he has 101 temperature, strep throat. Wanda Dawson, she's pregnant and having not some complications from the pregnancy, but she's having a lot of abnormal morning sickness. She was dehydrated, had to be in the hospital there for a couple of days, so just remember her in prayer. Robin Gresham for an ankle. We've got a meeting in Butler, Georgia this Saturday at 6 p.m., so we'd like for you to pray and remember us in that meeting. Let's remember our internet revival from February 25th to March 4th, and I know you're going to say something about that. Let's also remember Brother Yearwood in his heart. He's going for tests tomorrow, and Sister Yearwood, she's had a flu. Let's remember Sister Betty and lift her up. And Mickey Gordy's mother, with breast cancer, let's remember her. And then Carla's in need of a job. And Ricky and Cheryl Gresham, they're needing a touch from the Lord, needing the uplifting of the head. So that's our prayer request right now tonight. But tonight we are speaking about who's on the Lord's side. Amen. And the Lord began to deal with me out of Exodus chapter 32. And here the children of Israel had already came and then been given some things, and some things were coming, and now they had came, and here he was. Moses was now in Mount Sinai. And he had been talking, amen, to the Lord. God had been giving him the laws. God had been giving him the ordinances. God had been giving him what we call the commandments, amen, and written with the finger of God. And the people, the children of Israel, didn't want to go and actually speak face-to-face with the Lord. They didn't want to. They wanted the man Moses, amen, to intercede for them. They wanted the man Moses to go and get, amen, from God himself, amen. They were exceedingly fearful in the presence of the Lord in those days, and many times when he appeared upon the mountain, where he appeared on Mount Hor or Mount Zion, these different places, amen, just the presence of the Lord, and be a smoke and be a great earthquake, amen, and a great trembling. And so many did not want to touch. In fact, actually in those days, you should be ready, amen, for the Lord to be in the presence of the Lord. And the Bible says here in Exodus chapter 32, it says, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. In other words, they didn't know what had become of Moses, amen, and Moses had delayed his time. You know, the Bible speaks of that Lord Jesus Christ, or God the Father, actually, amen, in Acts chapter 1, verse 7, talks about that there are times and seasons that are appointed only to the Father. And here at this time, amen, there are times and seasons, amen, that was appointed, amen, as God the Father was speaking unto Moses, the people became impatient. And the Bible teaches us that we need to have let patience have its perfect work, amen, because there's a time and appointed times. And they were getting ready to receive, amen. They had already received, amen, some things, amen, the first time. But hallelujah, now there's some ordinances and some statutes and some commandments and some of these things, amen, that they had received and had been put in place, amen, as God had begun, amen, to write with the finger of God, amen, on the tablets, amen. God was getting ready, amen, upon the people. And tonight, amen, he writes upon the tables of our heart, church, amen. That time he wrote on tablets of stone, amen. But now, he said afterwards, he said, I pour out my spirit unto them and will write on the tables of our heart. And so here they were, here he was, and they said they didn't know what happened to, amen. It wasn't about the God, amen, that they served, but he said they turned to Aaron, they turned to man. And tonight there are those of you out underneath the sound of my voice, amen, and you are tired and weary of waiting upon God. You are tired and weary of waiting upon the answer. You're tired and weary because it hasn't went the way you want to. You need to know tonight that the Bible says our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Amen. In Isaiah 55, he says, as far as the heaven is above the earth are his thoughts and ways above us. But he said, even as the snow and even as the rain, amen, comes upon the earth and causes it to bud and blossom, and that will prosper and that which comes. We need to know tonight that the word of God will not return back unto him void, but it will. It will prosper and that which comes. It will bring bread to the eater and seed to the sower. So if we'll wait, amen, if you're hungry tonight, God's word will bring you bread that will give you eternal life. If you are sowers tonight, if you're waiting for seed, if you're waiting to broadcast, if you're waiting to plant something in somebody else's life, the word of God will give you seed, amen, that you can plant into other people's life. The Bible says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. The Bible says that a word fitly spoken, amen. How right is it? Tonight we need to know, amen, that the word of God and the word was speaking unto Moses, and they were not willing to wait, and so they turned to man. Church, tonight you don't have to turn to man, but it's time for you to wait on God, amen. It's time to let patience have its perfect work. Some of you would get ahead of God, and if you get ahead of God, you'll end up with some molten calves. You'll end up with some, amen, with idolatrous religion, amen. And the Bible said they told him to make us gods, amen. And so Aaron said to them, break off your earrings, break off the earrings, those are the earrings of your wives and your daughters, and bring them unto me, even the sons. These were signs of me. This was the spoils of the world. Church, you need to know, you cannot make gods, amen. You cannot make a god out of the spoils of the world or the things of it. There are the god of this world. There are the god of this world. The Bible says if this gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, for they are blinded by the god of this world. You need to know tonight, these people brought these earrings, amen, that were spoiled in Egyptians, amen. Also, this was a sign, amen, of slavery, because they would pierce their ears through and even post them, amen, many times, as in the book of Deuteronomy, that they would post them, even their ear, and they'd bear with it all, and the doorpost or the lintels, amen, even outside, where they would actually pierce and put the actual person to their ear, to the door, where they couldn't move. They were called posts. That's where the English word post office, amen, these are messengers of the post. If you, in fact, still even today, many areas there in the United Kingdom, it's called post. In other words, they call their mail post, and it's the same thing. They're coming. And so these were enslaved to carry a message for the master of the house, amen. And so this was a sign of slavery, amen. And the Bible says there in verse 4 of Exodus chapter 32, and he received them at their hand, and he fashioned it with a graving tool and made a molten calf. And then he said, these be the gods of Israel, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now they know that was not true. They know that was idolatry. They knew that this was not the gods, that God or gods. And actually, we know it was only one single God, because there is only one God, amen, the God that made heaven and earth. But we know, amen, that they had made some idols here, amen. And the Bible says when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, amen, and made a proclamation to the feast of hear what was happening. They made a place of sacrifice. They made a place, they made, first of all, they made out of gods. Then they made an idol altar. Then they made a feast to an idol. And so all these things were going, amen, knowing that this was not that which had delivered them out of Egypt, out of their bondage. And the Bible says they rose up early and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, then the Lord said unto Moses, get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They weren't corrupted from the outside. These were a people that were corrupted from inside. You need to know tonight that corruption comes from the inside, comes from the heart, comes from, amen, not from outside influence. Amen. If you look in the book of Genesis, amen, it's so much, amen. When he had asked Eve, what hast thou done? When Adam proclaimed that he hid himself because he was naked, he said, what hast thou done? Have you ate of the tree that I commanded you not to eat? And Adam didn't say, yes, I did. He said, the woman that you gave me. And then when he talked to the woman said, the serpent. And so everyone was passing, amen, amen, the reasoning and the excuses onto someone else because they were disobedient because someone else. And church tonight, you need to know disobedience comes from the inside, amen. You're not disobedient to the Word of God because someone else caused you to be disobedient to the Word of God. You're disobedient to the Word of God because you have corrupted from within, not from without. The Bible says, out of the bones of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The man is not defiled, amen, from without, but from within. In other words, even if, amen, the Lord spoke about that out of the heart to speak of idolatries and fornications and evil thoughts and surmising. So we know that, amen, that it actually comes from the inside. So these people had rose up and corrupted themselves, and he would not allow the Holy One of Israel to see corruption. And the Bible says they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I have commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, in verse 8, and worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people. Church tonight, God has seen this people. Amen. Now at this time, he didn't call them his people. He said, I have seen this people. Hallelujah. When he said, I've seen this people, they are stiff-necked people. They're rebellion and they're stubborn. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight he said, now therefore let me alone. In other words, that my wrath may wax hot against them and that I may consume them and I will make of thee a great nation. In other words, Moses, move out of the way. I'm getting ready to take these people out, amen, and make you a great nation. I'm going to consume them in my wrath. Hallelujah. But you know what? There's a day, and you need to know today, church, if you're not serving the Lord God, there's going to be a day of wrath, a day of reckoning, amen, where the Bible says, amen, that the elements shall be on fire. But you need to know today, amen, no man knows the hour nor the time, but you don't have to wait for that hour of wrath. You can come, amen, and because the believers will not come into that day of wrath or that reckoning because there's no condemnation to them that come to Christ Jesus, to them that have already laid down your life, to those that follow the one true God, to those who are on the Lord's side tonight, Jehovah, Yahweh, amen, hallelujah, the self-existent God, the only God that has been from the beginning to the ending, and the only ever one that will be. And the Bible says that Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? In other words, Lord, why is your wrath now? You've already brought them out of you brought them out of Egypt. You brought them out of their bondage. You delivered them in the Red Sea. You fed them divinely. We've got this far. Lord, why now is your wrath? Amen. Why now is your wrath? Amen. Waxing hot. Hallelujah. But we need to know tonight, Moses was like an intercessor. The Bible says that there would be a brethren like unto him, a prophet, which was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He would be as the meekest, as even as Moses was. But Moses began to intercede. Church, tonight you have an intercessor, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, amen, that there's a spirit of intercession who will make what? The Lord will make groanings and utterings when we don't know what to pray. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells down on the inside of believers, amen, and magnifies them, will make with groanings and utterings. When we've come to a place when we don't know what to say, when we've come to a place when we don't know what to pray, there's an intercessor tonight that lives down on the inside. When we've come to a place where we seemingly don't know where our God is, there's an intercessor likened unto Moses, likened unto even Jesus Christ, who abides down on the inside and will begin to make intercession to the Heavenly Father. Amen. He said, wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them to the mountain, verse 12, and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from their fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham. Moses was spoken about him and wanted him to remember the covenant that he had with Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and saidst unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land will I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. This land of promise goes to the seed, amen, of the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But these, amen, are spiritual children. In other words, those that are born again, those that are born again of the, amen, of the Spirit. These are children of promise, amen, what he's talking about. Amen. So when he was talking about that time, amen, he's saying, Lord, Father, you cannot destroy this seed yet. You can't destroy this seed because you promised you would lay up. Amen. And the Bible says that the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do. And the Bible says that Moses turned and went down to the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both sides, one side and on the other side. And the Bible says the tables were the work of God. The commandments, amen, that were written on both sides were written, and they were written with the finger of God. And the Bible says that Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted. He said, there's a noise of war in the camp. Amen.
Amen.
He said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but it is the voice of them that sing, I do hear. They begin to sing, amen, down in the camp. It wasn't revelry. They weren't being called to war. Amen. They weren't being called, amen, amen, that they were being overcome. They begin to sing. They begin to sing, amen, but not unto the Lord God. And the Bible says, as it came to pass, that he came nigh to the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. This was the law. This was a part of the law. The first five books of amen, it's called the Pentateuch, or the Pentateuch is the five books, amen. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. These were the books that Moses, inspired by the Spirit of God, God the Father, wrote these five books. This was called the Torah. This was the law, amen, that we meditate day and night according to Psalm chapter 1. And we find, amen, that we are to meditate in that law, amen, because this was the time that they had that law, amen. And someone who meditates, in other words, who discerns the word and begins to meditate upon it day and night, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And whatsoever he do shall prosper, and his leaf shall not fade, and whatsoever he puts his hand to, amen. And today, that's representative of the tree of life. To those that are believers, you represent unto God the Father as a tree of life. As you begin to meditate on his word, begin to meditate on the Lord. But here you have these tablets of stone, but he had literally broken the law in the ground because he had thrown them down because they would not receive the law and ordinances. They were already out of order, amen. They were already had left the Lord's side. They had quickly removed and did not stay with the Lord and God who had brought them out of Egypt. And I want to ask you something tonight. Are you on the Lord's side? Are you on the Lord Jehovah? Are you on the Lord Jesus Christ's side tonight? Or have you so quickly removed away? Have you been and set up idol gods in your own life? Gods of gold, amen, molten, amen, and shaping, believing amen, because one day, amen, that God that you serve might have been in your ears. It might have been the gold here. It might have been gold there, but you've taken them off your own body. These were the spoils of the world, and you take them off, and you put them in a fire, and you made yourself molten idols. And not only that, you went even a step farther. You made a place of sacrifice to those that where you set up idols in your own heart. And not only did you do that, but you even made offerings. You even began to give offerings into these things. Amen. You know, it's so sad because they had those earrings in their ear. They had it in their ear, but they didn't have it in their hearing. Amen. The Bible says faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, we can be so close, but yet so far. You know, one step away from one misstep will cause you to end up in hell. One step away, because the Bible says, some of you underneath the sound of my voice are just one step away from heaven, but it's not close enough, church. Amen. Not close enough. One step away might as well be 1,000 steps. One step away will not enter in. One step away will not be an ear of. You've got to step and be on the Lord's side tonight. You've got to step every step of the way. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And the Bible says, hallelujah, and the Bible said, and Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. And here he had fallen away. They had fallen away, and here Aaron as a high priest had followed, amen, and made suit. And so the Bible says he ground up, amen, that golden calf and put it in the fire and made it powder, and he strawed it upon the water. In other words, he cast it upon the water, and he made the children of Israel to drink of that water. Amen. Oh, that water was bitter. Amen. Hallelujah. As sin was in the camp, but sin was rebuked. And the Bible says in verse 21, what did this people under the earth brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron began to speak about that he made God, made them the gods, and he said, whatever gold they have, he turned up. And the Bible says, and when Moses saw that the people was naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. They had degraded. These people were naked, confused, shame. Let me tell you something tonight. God will not do that. The Lord God will not do that. He'll not bring you to a place of nakedness. He will cover you. He'll not bring you to a place of shame. Amen. He'll remove the shame. He'll not bring you to a place of reproach. He'll remove the reproach. He'll not bring you to a place of confusion. God is not author of confusion, but of peace of all things to the church. But the Bible says, and then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who's on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Tonight, church, who's on the Lord's side? But there's a different one standing in the gate tonight. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Who's the Lord on the Lord's side? Whoever's on the Lord's side, let him come unto me, and I'll give him drink that he'll never thirst again. Let him come unto me, and I'll give him bread of life that you'll never hunger. Let him come unto me. Oh, let him come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, saith the Lord, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And tonight we need to know something. He said, take my burden upon you and my yoke, because it's light and easy. Tonight there's the Lord standing in the gate. There's the Lord Jesus Christ standing in. In that day in the Old Testament, it was Moses. In the New Covenant, and tonight, it's the Lord Jesus Christ himself standing there, standing in the gap, making up the hedge, repairing the breach. Amen. And even though you've sinned tonight, and even though maybe you have corrupted yourself tonight, maybe you have made idol gods to things, maybe you even made an altar unto these idol gods, maybe you even sacrificed them, maybe even bowed down and worshiped them, but there's a God tonight that all you have to do is step and get on the winning side. Thanks be to God who gives us a victory tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Even in death. Amen. And the last thing he shall put underneath his feet, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, is death. And the Bible says that the children of Levi did according to, he said, put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor. And the Bible says, and there in verse 29, consecrate yourself today to the Lord. Even every man upon his son and upon his brother, and he may bestow a blessing upon you this day. God wants to bestow a blessing upon you this day. What do you got to do? Consecrate yourself and be on the Lord's side. And the Bible says, and the Lord returned, in verse 31, the Lord returned unto Moses
the Moses could turn to the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and I made them gods of gold.
You know what that was? Confession. Confession of sin. You know what the Bible says? If you'll confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Yes,
and cleanse
amen.
Us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Just takes one confession. I don't care how far you've corrupted yourself. You haven't went too far. I don't care how many altars you've set up in your life, in your hand, maybe in your workplace, maybe in your life. You set up idol altars to gods that were not gods. Church, you need to know tonight there's only one God that will bring you out of your Egypt and out of your bondage, out of your captivity, out of your sin tonight, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ who made the heaven and earth. And tonight, as you come, all you got to do is confess your sin. Hallelujah. Yet now, he even said this. He was looking for a pardon. Yet now, thou wilt forgive their sins. Even now, Father, if you'll forgive their sins, but even if you won't, Lord, blot me out. Wipe me out. He said, I pray thee out of the book which thou hast written. What was that saying? There was a book that was written that had Moses' name in it. There was a book that was written that had their name in it. There's a book that is written that has your name in it. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says in Revelation, to them that overcome, he gave them a white stone. It's a Sepher stone. And in it was written a name that no man knows but he that receives it. You know what? Tonight, God wants to give you a new name. What did he say? What did he say to Jacob? What is thy name? He didn't ask him his name because he didn't know his name. He knew who he was. You got to remember, earlier on, if you know your scripture, if you know your Bible, Jacob presented himself as his brother Esau, and his father Isaac asked him, who art thou? He said, I am Esau. He said, the voice is that of Jacob. You begin to feel him. His brother, amen, his mother had put the hair of the sacrifice on the back of his hand to deceive his father, to receive the blessing. He already had the birthright, now to receive the blessing. He didn't have to. You don't have to get the deception tonight to receive the blessing from the Heavenly Father tonight, church. It's yours by promise. Jacob already had the birthright and the promise, the blessing by promise. He said even when he was in his mother's, he knew the heart of Esau. He said that the elder sister of the younger. Esau was the oldest of the twins, came out first. But Jacob's the supplanter. He pulled him back in. He was the heel catcher. And when he pulled him back in, he received his birthright by poison. He received his blessing. Amen. But he already had it. Church, tonight you've already got the promise of the Father. Let the Father bestow a blessing upon you tonight. That's what he wants to do. He just wants to bless you tonight. Why don't you want a blessing? The Bible says the blessing of the Lord it maketh rich and hath no sorrow. But he said, if you won't blot out their sin, then blot my name out of the book. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people into a place of which I have spoken to thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee, an angel of his presence. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they had made a calf for them. What was he saying here? I'm going to give it back to Brother Sister Yearwood, Brother Tim. But here's the thing. He said, to him that has sinned, I'll blot their name out. But church, tonight, you've been released from sin. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. You no longer have to live therein. You can move away from sin. Your address has been changed. You can live in the Father's house. You can live in glory tonight. You can live in the blessings and the abundance of God tonight. You don't have to stay on Sin City or Sin Street or Sin's house. Sin will move out. Sin has moved out. He said, take these people to a place. What place? A place of promise. Church, there's a tonight, and his name is Jesus, and he's taking you to a place. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. You know, he made that place for the adulterers who have confessed their sin. He made that place for drug addicts who have confessed their sins and forsaken them. He's made that place for fornicators and sins and publicans and everyone. Amen. Your righteousness tonight is not your righteousness. But if you'll lay down your life and get on the Lord's side, his righteousness will become your righteousness. He'll change your garments.
He'll take your filthy garments and give you fine linen. He'll make yourself ready, amen, and presented, amen, as a bride adorned for her husband. Tonight, church, as Apostle Paul said, I espouse you as a chaste virgin unto the Lord. God will change your garments, change your name, change your life if you just come and be on the Lord's side. Cast away the molten calves and stand on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, will you do it? Tonight, are you on the Lord's side? Go ahead, Brother Hewitt.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. That has a great word of God there. We've got about three other callers in here, so I'm going to find out who they are. Then we'll start getting them to obey the Lord. 661, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. This is Sister Gladys in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Okay. Appreciate you there, Sister. Glad you called in there. Let me find out who these other two is, or then we'll get you to obey the Lord.
Okay, go ahead.
937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, this is Brother Green, Sister Green, Springboro, Ohio.
Okay. Appreciate you and glad you called in there. So 765, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Hey, Brother Lloyd, this is Brother Kevin. I hadn't been in there for a little bit. I just wanted to call and say we appreciate you guys, and we're praying and lifting you guys up in prayer. And I have a sister with me tonight. I've been sharing with her about your guys' broadcast, and she feels led. She can speak to you right now.
Well, I thank God that Brother Jeff invited me to talk to you guys and listen to this program that I think is very good.
Amen. Well, we're glad that you're tuned in and listening there, sister.
Thank you.
Okay, Sister Gladys?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Just go ahead and obey the Lord there since you're the next one called in there.
Okay. I want to give God the glory and thank him for being alive, Brother Yearwood. I thank him for one more day, for him waking me up this morning and putting breath in my lungs and making me strong each and every day. I worship him today. Like Sister Betty said, the text came from Exodus 3:26, and what I like about that verse is he said, you know, when Moses stood at the gate, he said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." I know today God is saying, you know, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. He wants him to come to him, and I praise him for that. I wanted to start my text tonight out in Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You know, today we have a problem that people want to profess to be Christians, but they don't understand that broad is the way that leads
Amen.
To destruction. You know, there's joy in sin for a season, but, you know, it just leads to death. People don't understand that, you know, it's a tight rope that we have to walk. We have to do it the way the Word of God says. We have to do what God said when it was back in Moses' time and what it is today. What was good in the Old Testament is still good today. You don't throw out the Old Testament just because we live in a later season. We have to combine the Old Testament and the New Season and the New Testament together. I believe they combine together and make the book the way it's supposed to be. And like
Amen.
I said, narrow is the gate. But I know if we have the Lord in our spirit and with that dwells within us, that we can live the life that God promised that we could. I want to go down to Joshua 24:15, where it says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." We have to make our minds up. You know, you can't choose two masters. A lot of people want to straddle the fence, Brother Yearwood. They want to live and for the Lord one day and testify and do their shout, and they want to I don't know what you call it. They just want to run through the pews, and they want to make everybody believe that they're sincere. But I know what the Bible says. You'll walk right, you'll talk right, you'll live right. And I know that the fruit that you bear, God can, and the people of God can see it. They can discern whether you're real and of faith. And I know I'm going to keep claiming that as for my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, my children may not be living in the way that I would like for them to live according to the word, but God's promised me my household. He's promised
Amen.
Me numerous times that they will serve the Lord. Yes, they're backslid on God. I know what that's like, but they're not happy until they come back under the shelter of the Lord. You know, a lot of people think that God doesn't have to protect them. I've told my kids many times, when you walk away from God, it's your doing, and God has to lower the hedge, and many things will happen at times. All I know to do is keep them covered with prayer, and God will protect them, I know. And I just have to keep my faith up and know that I have to keep my focus on God. Things distract me. I want
Amen.
To go down to Psalm 97:10. It says, "Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of wicked." You know, if we love the Lord, we're going to hate evil. We're not going to, like I said, straddle a fence and say, I'm going to support this that's out and worldly, and we're going to dress right. There's a modesty thing to this. Holiness is living right. There's more to holiness than people believe, and I believe it's on the inside and the outside. If you've got holiness on the inside, it's going to overflow, Brother Yearwood. I truly believe that. And I know that if we praise the Lord and be sincere, he said to worship him in spirit and truth. And I know that in whatever battle that we go through, and I know that people are listening today, and they think, how am I going to get out of this? I know there's many, many trials that I've worshiped the Lord and praised my way out of the battle, and God will prove himself true. His word claims it, and it declares it, that if we stand firm on the word of God, he'll bring us through any battle. I want to go down to 1 Corinthians 10:21. He says, "You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils." There's many things that I could have touched on tonight, and I thought, well, I'll let my other brothers and sisters that know the word inside and out, because, you know, there's a lot of things that we come upon, you know, a lot of people debate about different issues, and Lord knows that I don't support sin. God knows that. And I know that there's a lot of issues that people post on Facebook. And I just know this, stand firm on the word. Walk softly, but pray for those. You know, God loves the sinner, but he doesn't love the sin. And that's the heart we have to have. You know, there's many people in homosexuality. And like I said, I didn't want to go into those details and stuff. But God said, who is on the Lord's side? When Moses walked down out of the gate, he said, who is on the Lord's side? We can't dabble in sin. We can't have idols, like Brother John said. We can't dabble in this and dabble in that and look at things. You know, we grieve the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God says not to do that. The things that we look at, things that we read, we have to pay attention to those things. We have to do this right, the way the Bible says. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, that's my last verse, it says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" You know, we are paid with a price. When Jesus died upon that cross, when we ask God to forgive us of our past sins and our daily sins and the sins that we're walking in right now, we're paid with a price then. We can't walk any way that we want to. We can't walk with the mind frame that we used to have. Old habits have to die away. We have to ask God to help us daily with the old pathways that we used to do. We need to lay that old coat and pick up the new, is the way that song says. But I believe that, Brother Yearwood. I believe that this is a new walk with the Lord. He said that he'd throw our sins of the past completely away. He'd wash them all away to where they're white as snow. But we can't be a stiff-necked generation like Brother John had touched on. We can't be rebellious and stubborn and stub up like a little child. We have to walk this the way the Holy Spirit tells us to walk it and follow after God's leading. And I praise God tonight. And he's promised. He said in Revelation 3:15-16, that's my very last scripture. He said, "I know thy work, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert hot or cold. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." There'll be many, Brother Lloyd, that will face judgment one day. They'll miss the rapture because they're lukewarm. And
Amen.
God said he'll not have that. You can't leave this world in the rapture if you're lukewarm. You can't dabble in sin. You can't worship idols. You can't go there. You can't do those things. You have to be white as snow. He said he's coming back for a bride that's without spot or blemish. I know that seems hard to do, but the spirit in us that quickened Jesus and raised him from the dead is the same spirit in us that will help us walk daily in truth and without sin. I give God all glory tonight, and I hand it back over to you, Brother Lloyd. Thank you for letting me be on the broadcast tonight.
Amen. We sure do appreciate you. We appreciate all of our call-in. We appreciate the one that comes in there and uses the Word of God and let everybody know what the Word says. That's the main important thing. We're going to give our prayer requests and everything here, but I'm going to make a revival announcement. Now, next Tuesday night will be the 25th, and we're going to be starting a revival on the 25th. And that's going to go each nightly through March the 4th. And it's going to be at starting at 6 o'clock, and it'll end at 8 o'clock. And we're celebrating our 100th service on Blog Talk Radio next Tuesday night. So I felt led whenever we celebrate their 100th one, to open up with a revival and go for a week. And I've had quite a few comments on it, but I had one comment on it. Man, don't understand why that we'd be having a Blog Talk Radio broadcast because a revival, because he said you wouldn't know whenever anybody needs to get saved or anybody needs healing, or anybody needs their hands laid on or anything. And I said, well, I've got enough faith in God to believe that somewhere or another, I said, we've got over 1 million listeners. I believe God's going to touch somebody, and if they'll just ask God, why, God will do the work his own self. I don't have to be there. I don't have to lay hands on them.
Amen.
I don't have to do a thing. Just pray and trust God and let God do the work. So we just praise God for that. So I'm going to let Betty give her prayer request, and I'll say this. I don't know if she's got it down or not, but Sister Edith Hamilton, one that we've been praying for so long a time with cancer, I finally got hold of her son this week, and she passed away about 4 weeks ago, but the son told me that his daddy's in the hospital now with a punctured lung and bad legs. So they're praying and trusting God that he will get healed and be brought back home. So I'll let Betty tell the rest of the request there now.
Let's remember the ones that Brother John was giving in a while ago, and let's remember all of our loved ones that need to be saved. We know every one of us have loved ones in our family that need to be saved, and let's remember Keith Green and Fred Brennan. They're both battling cancer, and they need a miracle. Remember Kevin Strickland tonight that needs a healing and salvation, and remember the Miller family tonight, and let's just pray for this revival that's coming up, that the Lord will touch, heal, set free, and deliver.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So anybody else got a prayer request, and we'll let Tim sing a song there.
I've got one.
We'll get the prayer request. Okay, go ahead.
Brother Yearwood, my next-door neighbor fell off the, he jumped off the front porch and messed up his heel on his foot. So let's remember him in prayer. And I know everybody might not like animals, but yesterday a friend was helping me do some yard work, and his dog got ran over. So let's remember that family tonight, too.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I prayed for a lot of animals. I went in to Illinois. Before I even had them bring them into the church for me to anoint and pray over them. I said, well, if you hold them and you want prayer, we'll pray for them. I believe God loves them just like he does us. I believe he'll love them just like he does us.
Yeah.
So anybody else got a prayer request?
Brother Brother Lloyd, I'd like to put in a request for a family in Israel. There's a little boy, and they were a little leery of me mentioning that their little, his little doggy, his name's Yishai, has run away, and they'd like prayer for it to return. So I'd like to put that request in. And for the father to have a better income, they're looking for a job for him. You know, God is good, and we have a brother in our church that's got liver cancer, and I want to pray for him tonight. His name's John Loveless, and my Uncle Gary, he's got a cancer the size of a softball, and I know that he's getting better, and I pray that you'll continue to pray for him.
Amen. We sure will. Brother and Sister Green, you got a prayer request?
We do, Brother Yearwood. On Facebook, we have some coming in. Sister Holly Grubb says pray for her son-in-law. He just had major surgery. Pray for him to have a quick recovery. Also, Laura McKnight, please keep praying about a loan that she was trying to get for a financial blessing. Becky Fritz also says she didn't get good news yesterday from an eye doctor, so she said pray for her healing. And pray also for my daughter and son-in-law, Amy and Jacob Gilbert. They're looking to buy a house, and they need the Lord to move on that to, for the loan to go through. The Lord knows they getting ready to have their fourth baby, and they live in practically a one-bedroom where all three children are staying in the same bedroom as Amy and Jacob, so they really need the house. We're not asking it in vain. They really need the space.
Praise the Lord. Well, we'll remember that. Brother Kevin, did you have a prayer request?
Yes, sir, I do. I'd like for you to continue to pray for my mom. She was diagnosed with cancer back in before Christmas, and just with her health, they're not going to do anything for her. We're just claiming for a miracle. And not only that, pray for our daughter, Paula. She's needing a guidance of the Lord, and just help me to get to the right sources, or just her in general. And so that I'm in a situation where my hands are tied. So just pray for that situation. And I know God's going to work in a mighty way in this situation. And also, the sister that's here with me, she and I are looking into going back into chaplain's schooling. So pray for that, so we can, and God will direct us in the direction he wants us to go in the chaplaincy.
Okay, we sure will. Praise the Lord. I'm getting feedback on that. Well, praise the Lord. Let's just go ahead and pray over this. I've got a feedback somewhere or another. I don't understand how it comes. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now.
Yes.
Father, we, Lord, we just ask God that you reach down, God, that you would lift us. Lord, that you will move, Father, in a marvelous and a mighty way on the end of the day. Father, that was given in your tonight. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will touch, Lord, that you will stir it up, God, Lord, that you will meet every need. Father, save, sanctify, and fill the Holy Ghost. And God, we ask you, Lord, that you will touch this revival, God, that we've got coming up. Lord, that you're going to stir the people up, Father. Lord, that you're going to save and sanctify and fill us, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. God, we give you the praise and glory and honor, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Lord, life should be changed. Lord, translated, Father.
Touch this revival.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Okay, we're going to let Tim go ahead and sing here now. Praise the Lord. Then we'll get you in there, Brother and Sister Green, to obey the Lord.
Amen.
All righty.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Some have made Jesus a game that they play, to others a song that they sing. But since I met Jesus, I'm happy to say, to me he's become everything. To me he's become everything. He's everything that I need. The beginning, the end, he's life's dearest friend. To me he's become everything. To me he's become everything. He's everything that I need. The beginning's again, he's life's dearest friend. To me he's become everything. When I wake up each morning, he's right by my side. At night, he's my last thought and mind. He's joy for each moment, he's hope that faith brings. To me, he's become everything. To me, he's become everything. He's everything that I need. The beginning, the end, he's life's dearest friend. To me, he's become everything. To me, he's become everything. He's everything that I need. The beginning, the end, he's life's dearest. To me, he's become everything. He's my future, he's my past, the first and the last. To me, he's become everything.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm sure glad to him he become everything to me. Hallelujah. So, we've got one more prayer request here.
I'm sorry, I forgot to give this prayer request in a while ago. It's an urgent prayer request. Last week during the snowstorm, a little, a mother was taking her daughter to the daycare. And she hit black ice and hit a tree, and her little two-year-old daughter needs a miracle. The mom said she took her, they took her to the hospital, and the little girl has a damaged spinal cord, broken cervical 1 and 2, broken collarbone, broken shoulder, and broken arm, and they had to do emergency surgery on her to remove a large blood clot from her brain. And the MRI indicates that the left side of the brain is dead. And doctors are saying even if she does have the surgery on Friday that they're supposed to do on her spinal cord, that she still won't be able to move her right side. But we're believing God that she will be able to move it. So just keep this family in your prayer. And the mother was also hurt in the wreck, so remember both of them. They wrecked up here in Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Want to remember that request there. So, brother and sister Greenlands, next one called in. So just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. It's good to be with you all again. And are you hearing the feedback from me, brother?
No, I'm not hearing the feedback from you.
Okay.
It's okay now.
We have great. I'm sorry?
It's okay now. We ain't no feedback.
Okay. We have Rachel here. She's our 10-year-old daughter, and we sure appreciate her. She blesses us, and she has a scripture here and a song. Praise God.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
23:37-38. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered my children together, have as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wing, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate.
Praise God. We sure appreciate her, and we just hope that you enjoy this here song.
Amen.
That's Rachel teaching herself how to play the piano. And I tell you, Brother Yearwood, I'm 47 years old, and I've learned some keys, and I can play along with other people on the piano when they're playing guitar and drums, but I can't sing and play at the same time. And her being
Amen.
10 years old, and I know that's the Lord. We didn't teach her
yes.
when
Amen.
To change. She learned by ear when she's supposed to change. So just thank God for that. And you know, who's on the Lord's side? Praise God. When you're on the Lord's side, praise the Lord, your children are blessed and you're blessed. And when you live right before the God, before the Lord, and you keep his commandments, praise the Lord, that's who's on the Lord's side, is the ones that keep his commandments.
Amen.
And the one that does the will of the Father, that's one of praise God. You know, we've been a little cold up here in Ohio, and when the anointing gets on you, you get a little warmed up. Praise the Lord. And I was thinking about in Mark chapter 9. Praise the Lord. Just go with me for a little bit as I read some scripture here. It said, and he, this is talking about Jesus, and he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth, whosoever shall receiveth one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. Praise God. I thought
Amen.
I was reading it wrong. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us. And we forbade him, because he followeth not us. But Jesus saith, Jesus said, forbid him not,
For there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. Praise God. Sometimes, Brother Yearwood, I get to thinking that sometimes we think it just should be just this way or that way, and people should do this, and they're not coming over to my church, or they're not going over to the church that I think they ought to be going to. And Jesus said that he that is for me, praise God, just because he's not following, Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. Praise God. And Mark chapter 3 says, there came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother and my brother, or my brethren? And he looked around about on them which sat about him and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brethren and my sister and my mother. Praise God. Luke 11 says, verse 23 said, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. And I was thinking, how we're supposed to choose you this day, whom you'll serve. I believe that was Joshua. Praise God. And who's on the Lord's side? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, if you don't choose right now, if you can't serve two masters. I said this the other night at church. You can't serve two masters. You either love one and you hate the other. And so if you don't serve Jesus, if you don't choose Jesus Christ, and today, right now, is the day of salvation. If you can hear this broadcast, then you've not made a choice to choose Jesus, to choose God, and you don't make a choice tonight whether you should choose him or not, and you think maybe you've got things that you got to clean up in your life, messes that's going on, and maybe you're just not living right, and you're not living, and you know you're not living a godly way, and you're not living wholesome. You know, right now, God can save you. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, praise God, but have everlasting life. But you got to choose him right now. If you don't choose to serve Jesus, automatically you choose to serve the devil. If you go in your own way, the Bible says that you can't serve God and mammon too. Praise the Lord. You've got to serve him. You've got to serve the Lord and get your name written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is coming a day where they're going to say, Lord, Lord, haven't we done all these things in your name? And we've cast out devils and we've prophesied in your name. And he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Now, where he said a while ago, even though they're not following him, but they're doing miracles in his name, he said that they wouldn't speak evil. They're doing miracles. They're doing things that he said that for he that is not against us is on our part. So, but there is a time where he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. That them that are doing iniquity is what I'm talking about. So we need to choose this day whom we're going to serve. Are you going to be on the Lord's side? Choose ye life or death. Jesus said to choose life. Praise the Lord. And we're getting all kind of prayer requests right now. I mean, this thing is just going on. I don't know. I'm trying to get to it real quick. There's a lot of unspoken requests coming in. Brother Yearwood, you care if I just
obey the Lord.
Okay, Tanya, I think her last name is Sugar Dawn. I don't know if that's a made-up last name or not, but she said she has an unspoken request. Sherry Perry says, continue to pray for Randy. That's her husband. And also, Christina Charles says, an unspoken request Martha Hawkins says, please remember her family. We all been sick. And also, I would like for you to remember me a few months back. I slid. I guess she had fallen and she hurt her back. So pray about that. And also, Judy Jones says she has an unspoken prayer request. God knows all about it. And I couldn't hardly get my mind on the message it makes a bleeping sound every time you get a message. So I figured those were urgent, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Green and let him obey God. Thank you, Brother Yearwood.
Okay, good to be with you. You know, we're on the Lord's side. That's why we're on this broadcast tonight, because we're going to try to say something, you know, along with the other brothers and sisters, that'll try to help somebody. And we know that the world, the Bible said the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that many are lost tonight, and they're not on the Lord's side. And they're out there living in sin, and they need to come back to the Father's house. There's many backsliders, and the Lord is calling people to repentance tonight. He's calling them to come back home. You know, they sang a song, it's time to come back home, child. You've been wandering in the wilderness way too long. There's people under the sound of my voice probably tonight that's a backslider. They might be going to church, but they know they're not living right. And you know, people are going to be deceived if they don't get on the Lord's side, if they don't get in good grace with God. They're going to be lost, because the Bible tells me that sin is not going to enter in the kingdom of heaven. He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, like Sister Joanna was saying there a little while ago, and Brother John was saying, and Sister Gladys, how that we cannot serve two masters. We can only serve one at a time. We can't serve God and we can't serve the devil at the same time. We can't drink and eat at the Lord's table and turn around and eat at the table of devils, because if we do, we're going to be cast out. We're not going to make it. And Sister Rachel, she read tonight, my daughter, she read there in Matthew 23. It says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killeth the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. I was thinking tonight, Brother Yearwood, many times people have come to the house of God and they're not saved, and they'll come in and they'll judge the pastor and they'll judge everybody. They go back out the same way that they came in, and then you don't never see them again in church. And when you go to visit them, then you know, you've invited them to church, and then you go say, well, how did you like it? Well, you hear all kinds of comments. Well, this wasn't right, and that wasn't right, and this one's a hypocrite, and that one's a hypocrite. You know what? I'm not going to let the hypocrites keep me out of heaven. I thought about that woman, you know, with the issue of blood, and she knew that if she could touch the hem of his garment, she knew that she could be made whole. And she pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. I tell you, there's always been a crowd everywhere Jesus went, there when he walked on the shores of Galilee, when he went to the different towns, and I did the mighty miracles and things that he did. And the Bible would tell us how the multitudes would follow Jesus, and how they would try to figure out where he was going to be next. And they would try to go around, you know, and find that place and be ready when he showed up. And, you know, there's multitudes tonight following Jesus. We've got many churches all over the world. We've got them on every corner just about in the United States of America. And we've got all kind of different doctrines and things. And most of them, thank God, are preaching Christ as the Savior. And I thank God for them. I thank God for them if they're preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But I tell you, we've got to go a little deeper than what some are preaching. We're going to have to get in our Bible. And we're going to have to find out what it is that the Lord requires of us. If we're going to really be on the Lord's side, we're going to have to do what the Lord told us to do. Like Joanna was saying, they stood without his mother and brother and was standing back behind the crowd and couldn't get in to Jesus. And Jesus said, who is my mother and my brother and my sister? And he said, he pointed them out and said, these are they which do the will of God. These are the ones that's really going to make it. They've put their hand to the plow. They've got into the vineyard of God, and they begin to work, and they begin to lay up treasure where the moth and rust cannot corrupt, and the thieves cannot break through and steal. And these are the ones that are going to receive a reward when it's all said and done. And we must, even if we're doing the will of God, our heart must be right with God. I heard a preacher the other night, and he quoted some scripture out of the Old Testament about the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked, and who can know it? I tell you, God knows our heart. We might be putting on a good show. We might be going to the house of God. We might be dressing the way that they dress, and we might be talking the way that they talk. But I tell you, is our heart right with God? That's the thing.
Amen.
That's going to count when time is winding up and the great judgment day finally arrives. Is it going to be? It's not going to be who addressed the best and who had the most eloquent words and who could preach the greatest message. But no, it's not going to be the one that could sing the greatest song, but it's going to be them that have lived for Jesus and done things right. And we don't need to be stoning God's messengers when we go to the house of God. If you're guilty of stoning God's messengers, you better get on the Lord's side, because I think you stepped across the line when you start hammering people with the rocks and throwing stones at God's people. I tell you, we better love one another. The Bible said that we must love one another, else we're going to be like a clanging brass or a tinkling cymbal. Praise God.
Yes.
I don't know how much time we got there, Sister Green, but I'm a winding down.
That's Brother Yearwood.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. You've got some more. I'll just go ahead and turn it back to you, because you got some more people, I believe, going to say some things.
Okay, praise
the Lord. You need me to get back in there. I can maybe come back later.
Okay. We appreciate it, sir. 423,
right.
Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, you got more than one 423 on there, brother, or you would?
No, you're the only one right now, brother.
Oh, okay. Well, it's brother Petty. What I just have to think. I just about to forget you. But my wife told him that you're going to talk to her tomorrow, so we'll be praying for you that everything will be all right. And that you'll not be disease or anything, and you know, the preacher's talking about living right now. Bible says for you and me to work our own salvation out of fear and trembling and pray for the other man. I'm like him. Well, I don't know. There ain't no hypocrite going to keep me out, but people don't go to church on account of hypocrites. They, you know, they're going to hell with them if they're not careful.
Amen.
And we need to just live right, do right to ourselves, keep ourselves straight, and that's a 150% job for me. I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, we got to try to keep on, and I'm not perfect. The Bible says to be Christ-like, and that's to be like him if we can, but we can't be Christ-like. We've got to try to be Christ-like. Christ had loved us. I don't believe I could go to the cross, somebody spitting on me and putting a crown of thorns on my head and tell the Lord to forgive them. I wish I could, and I hope I could, but I don't know. That's great love, you know, Brother Yearwood. And he did it for you and me, that we might have life and have more abundantly, and he didn't hold no grudge against them. And he was human like we were. He come down human form, and he was in heaven before he was ever born. And don't ask me to explain that, because I can't. But that's the Bible. And he come down and walked there 33 years and preached the gospel. And he never turned no one away. He healed all. That all
Amen.
Come to him. He's, and I praise God for that. And he takes old Petty's hand and lead him in the path of righteousness, because I couldn't do it by myself. and I turn it over to somebody else in there. And God bless you, and have a good night, and everything. I hope everything will be all right tomorrow. So we'll talk at you later, brother. You would.
Okay, we sure appreciate you there, brother, and appreciate your prayers and everything. Yeah, I got to go to bar, and I'm going to do a check on my heart there. I found something in my EKG that they didn't like, so God knows all about it, and I ain't worried about it. I done told them that everything's under control, and God's got it all figured out, so I even thought about it. But Betty says, no, I need to go on and be checked out, and the other says it too, so I guess I will go tomorrow and let them check my heart and see what's going on with it. But I know the great physician. I know the one that
Amen.
He told me that that them that was whole need not a physician, but them that was sick, they need a physician. So I don't claim sickness. I don't claim it, even though that I'm short-winded at times, and I've been having pains in my chest here last day or so, but God got it all under control, and I'm not worried a thing about it. So,
well, you're a winner either way.
That's right. I'm a winner either way. That's what I've said. I'm a winner either way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I want to say, too, now, starting next week, the 25th, we're going to be starting a revival, and it's going to go for a week. It's going to go through the 4th of March each night, and we're celebrating our 100th services on Blog Talk Radio next Tuesday, and that'll be the 25th. So I felt led to have a revival, and what's amazing about it, I called Brother John to see what he thought about it, and him and his church, I think they've done been talking about wanting to get a hold of me or something or about a revival, so I know that that's a plan to God. Is that the way you said it there, Brother John?
Yeah. Actually, when you called me right after the service, we had been talking about it, that we had wanted to set up a revival with you and the ministers where we could have a revival on the internet revival. And, you know, it's just like I say, you know, some people would ask, why in the world are we doing it? You know, the Bible says in the back, and it also says in Hebrews that now the just shall live by faith. People have to understand we do everything that we do in this broadcast by faith in Jesus Christ. We might not ever see the results. We've seen the results. Now, you've heard, just like Sister Joanna, you know, these people are calling in. They have confidence. Amen. The Bible says, cast not away thy confidence with that great recompense reward. There's no, and all of us know as ministers and pastors, evangelists, apostles, prophets, teachers, and ministries of health, that we know this is not our works, it's the Father's works. And so it's by faith that it's his hand that reaches down there and across the miles all this time for years that it's the Father doing all the works. And we couldn't do it. We couldn't have a million. We couldn't have 50, 60, 70,000 listening on Friday night. And it's the God's works, and it's all by faith. And we just, you know, we're not going to see the results of it, but God has promised us an end-time harvest. He's promised a drought. Amen. If we'll just come together, if we'll be faithful stewards, he's going to come and he's making us rule over many things. And I just praise the Lord that this is time for revival. And just like you said, Brother Lloyd, we don't have to stand before the people. God has made this where we can be right where we're at, preaching his word. And it's not about us. We're not a face in the crowd. It's his name. It's him to be glorified. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not about us. We're just going to be sitting at his feet for eternity and just rejoicing with him and just, you know, the blessing pouring out. So it's not about individual ministries. It's not about individuals, but it's all to God be the glory because of all of us being on his side today. Amen.
Amen. I tell you, you know, I feel like this, you know, we're not putting our names in the spotlight. We're not putting our pictures in spotlight, but we're being obedient to God, and God said if we just be obedient to him, he'll bless us. So I praise God for that. So,
Brother Yearwood?
Yes.
It's Sister Green. I was thinking someone asked my aunt one time, said, when are you going to make it big time? She's a woman evangelist. And somebody asked her, when are you going to make it big? With your name going to be known out there? And she said to her, my name is as high and above as it can get. It's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's as high as your name can go.
Amen.
It's getting it written up there, up yonder. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and help
Bible.
The Lord
that
there.
Bible
God.
Right
hallelujah.
Now. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, praise God. I don't know why this is brought to my mind, but I'll say it because it really, truly happened. If you want to say you had your name in the spotlight, I've had it there. I've been on TV in Port Over Fort Georgia, and I've been on TV in Wars, West Virginia, and I've been on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, reaching the whole world. And we're on the internet now, reaching the whole world. So, you know, God's got our names and he's got our pictures just right where he wants it. You know, if he wants me to stay hid and just bring forth his word, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. That's all that satisfies me. You know, I don't have to be seen. I don't have to have people look at me, even though that they did that one time I went into Port Over Fort, Georgia, praise God, or hallelujah, down in Tunnel Hill, Georgia. I went into a restaurant down there and sat down and eat my supper, and I got up and I looked around. I went over to pay for it, and a lady said, the one that was sitting over at that other table over in the corner had done paid for it. And all I could do, I was going to be on TV that night, all I could do is get on TV and tell them, I don't know who you were, but I appreciate you, and I praise God for you because you paid for my meal. You paid for my dinner that day. And, you know, God has blessed us many, many times in many different ways and things like that. So, you know, I just praise God. You know, he's got us right where he wants us, and I praise God for it. So if you got your Bibles and you want to turn with us, I know this has been read here a couple times tonight, but you know, I was thinking on this. It's Exodus 32 and verse 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me, and all the sons of Levites gathered themselves together unto him. You know, tonight, as Brother John was mentioning there a while ago, you know, all of the sons, praise the Lord, my voice is trying to mess up on me again. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe they'll get it straightened out tomorrow. But, you know, all the sons of Levites, they gathered themselves together to Moses there. And, you know, Moses is a type of Jesus Christ of this day. Moses was a man that met up with God, and he got the Ten Commandments and all of that from the Lord up on the mountain. But, you know, praise God, Jesus is the man today, and he's asking you, who is you on the Lord's side tonight? I ask you tonight, my friend, all over the world, who are you? Are you on the Lord's side? If you're not, then you need to step across the fence. You know, you cannot stand the straddle of the fence and serve God and Manum. You're either going to serve one and hate the other, or you're going to hold to one and despise the other one. I tell you tonight, my friend, it's time that you choose, as Sister Joanne was saying there a while ago, there in the, praise God, hallelujah, let me get it over here, praise the Lord. In the 24th chapter of Joshua, in verse 15, it says, or 14, let me start back, 14. Who therefore, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served. I say, I've lost my place. That was on the other side, hallelujah, I've lost my place. I'll let Betty read it. Finish it there.
That were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. You know, tonight, my friend, I want to know whose side are you on? And, you know, I'll praise God. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You know, I praise God, you cannot, as I said there a while ago, stand straddle the fence. And as Brother Green and Brother Bobby brought out there about the hypocrites, my friend, I tell you what, I'd rather to go and sit in the church house with a few hypocrites than to stay home and stay out of the blessings of God and take and choose the devil and choose his way because God's word tells us to fail not to assemble ourselves as like matter as we see they approaching that they are doing. I'll tell you what, he said, except they be a great falling away, he could not come. My friend, and I tell you what, you can be in that great falling away. You can choose the other gods, but I'm going to choose the one and only God, the one and only. The Bible teaches us that there's one God, one faith, and one Lord, and one baptism. That's the ones that I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose my Lord, the one that come down here and hung and bled and died on the cross. That's the one that I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose him. Praise God. I'm going to stand up for him. Hallelujah. That's the reason why that I cry out each day and each time that we must turn to the Lord. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the only way tonight, my friend. He's the only God that's going to pay off. We're going to have to choose who we serve this day. I tell you what, it's easy to go over to the devil's side because the devil's got some beautiful pictures he's showing people. He's got some beautiful talk that he's telling people, but he don't show them the back side of the picture. He don't show them the ugly side of it. He don't show them and tell them, if you obey me, I've got a lake of fire to put you in. I'll bounding you up and casting you into a lake of fire. But praise God, we can choose tonight who do we serve. For me and my house, I'm going to choose the Lord. I'm going to serve him. Praise God, I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that who is on the Lord's side. tonight, my friend. I'm asking you, who is, who are you, which side are you on, who are you calling out on tonight? I tell you what, you need to be calling out to the Lord if you don't know him as your personal Savior. You need to say, Lord, have mercy on me. I choose you and just confess your sins to the Lord. I don't have to be there to lay my hands on you. But I tell you what we can do. We can pray right here for you. And you can reach out to the Lord. And you can confess with your mouth to the Lord that he needs to come into your life. He needs to save you. And my friend, God is willing. As Brother John said there a while ago, if we'll call upon him, he will save us. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10:13 that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Over in the book of Acts, I can't remember the chapter and verse right now, but it says that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you've got to do is just be willing to confess your sins, confess your faults to the Almighty. He come down here. He hung and bled. Died on the cross. That we could have this life, and in him is the life of all men. In him, praise God, he brought life with him. Whenever he come down here, my friend, I'm telling you tonight, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. I'll tell you what he said there in the 17th verse, that he sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. Whose side are you on tonight? I tell you, it's so simple. The plan of salvation is so simple. Oh, praise God, I tell you. Hallelujah. I'm going to, praise God, I'm going to let Betty do some reading here for us. Hallelujah. And she'll be starting in 1 Kings and 18 and 21 going through 40. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under, and call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you a bullock for yourselves, and dress it first. Ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them.
And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he prepared the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifices that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down the brook Kishon and slew them there.
Praise the Lord. You know, Elijah was the only one in that time that was on the Lord's side. And you know, praise God, I know that there's more than just one today's on the Lord's side. But you know, if there wasn't just one, God would do the same thing again that he done then. You know, just think, they were 450 men Baal had that was against Elijah. But, you know, they cried and they prayed and they done everything that they could do. They cut themselves and everything else and blood gushed out of them. But they didn't get no answer because their God was dead. Their God, Elijah made fun of them. You know, he told them, he said, maybe he's going on a trip. Maybe he's going to sleep. But I thank God tonight, the God that we serve, praise the Lord, he's not on a trip. He's not going to sleep. He hears whenever we cry out to him, and he's still the same yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to be able to declare unto the world that I'm a servant, a living God, one that hears, one that will answer our prayers. He hears ye, the word says, when you pray. When you pray and you cry out to him, he hears ye. You may not get the answer that you want to get. You may not get what you want to get, when you want to get it, but God will. He will answer. He did tell us that he would supply our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He will supply each and every one of our needs if we cry out to him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I got this need. that I need met. God will hear. He will answer. He will turn it around. And I tell you what, a lot of things that the devil throws at us to be harmful, to be bad to us, God will turn it around, that it will be good, because
Amen.
The Bible teaches us over there. He teaches us over there in Romans. I believe it's, praise God, it's the 28th verse. I forget the chapter. Praise God. But he said that he, that all things work for the good, called according to his purpose. Praise God. Romans 8:28. Hallelujah. I tell you what, he's still the same, my friend. He still answers whenever we cry out to him. He tells us there in Philippians 4:19 that he shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Right here's what it says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You know, praise God, it don't matter what the devil throws at us. And praise God, God has got the goods. He's got the power. And he can, he'll throw it to us. He'll give us our heart's desire. The word says over there, if our ways pleases God, he will give us our heart's desire. I know people says that he won't give you your heart's desire, but he'll meet your needs. But my friend over there in Proverbs, I believe it is, he said, if our ways, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I done forgot the chapter and verse. But if our ways will please God, he will give us our heart's desire. I'm so glad tonight that I'm a servant Elijah's God. It says, praise God, on the Lord's side. Elijah was on the Lord's side. Tonight, my friend, whose side are you on? Tonight, who are you calling up on? I tell you what, I'm calling up on the Lord Jesus Christ because I found out greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I tell you what, if we're just all called up on the Lord, I tell you, I think back about the Lord took 12, and one of them was with the devil. But he turned the world upside down for him. And my friend, I'm going to tell you, they said there in Antioch, they said the disciples are turning the whole city upside down for the Lord. And I tell you what, we tonight, we can turn this world upside down for Jesus if we'll just hold on and call upon him and trust him. He's going to be grateful to his word. His word will not return to void, but it'll accomplish what it's sent forth to do. I tell you what, he sent his word out to do a work. And you and I have got this word to do. Tonight we got this word to work with. And as long as he be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so thankful, praise God, for the Lord and his works and for the things that he's got for us. Praise God. Tim, you got another song? Praise the Lord. We'll get Tim to sing another song, and we got about 12 minutes left, so we'll give you an opportunity to come back and obey the Lord there. Praise God. Hallelujah. After Tim sings this song, praise God. I want to say that we want to remember this revival that we got coming up starting next Tuesday night. You know, this is just as important as you would if you was in a church house having a revival, because the word is going to go forth. Hallelujah. The word's going forth across this whole world. I'm so thankful tonight that we're reaching the world for Christ. I'm so thankful tonight of each and every one that had a part in this service. Because God is God, and he's got you right where he wants you to minister in this word across this world tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Tim sang, just go ahead and worship the Lord.
Thought by man, they took prayer out of school and violence filled our land. They ordered the Ten Commandments removed from their side. But one question I'd like to ask them, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way. I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm serving Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm strange, living the way I do. Different from this world, out of step, oh how to roll. Call me crazy or insane and tell me I'm not right. But one question I'd like to ask you, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. The way, the truth. I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm serving Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've got a verse here I'm going to read. This is the verse I was speaking about there. It's in Psalms 37, and verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give the desires of thy heart. So that's what the Lord is telling us there. If we'll delight ourselves in him, he'll give us a heart, or desires of our heart. So commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So that's what the word says. So we've got about 6 minutes left there, so Brother John, yeah, go ahead.
You know, a while ago, this is Sister Green, I was reading a prayer request, and I think it's, I read this wrong, and I think it's really important that I read it correctly. I thought a young lady was telling us about her back, but I read it too quick. I have a bad habit of reading things too fast. She says, her name is Martha Hawkins. She says, please remember me and my family. We have all been sick, and I also would like you to remember me a few months back, I backslid, and I want the Lord to come back in my life.
Oh, merciful.
I'm being battled very hard in it. And she said, thank you very much. I know this young lady. She used to watch my children. She used to be their Sunday school teacher. So we need to pray for her. And not only that, since then, we've got another request from a pastor. His name is Pastor Philip Sinners from Missouri. We know him as well. He says, I also have an unspoken request that is causing me a lot of pain mentally. So the devil is on a rampage, and he's warned against the saints of God, and he's trying to wear them out. But really take these upon your heart and pray for them.
Amen.
Let's just go and pray for them right now. They ain't nothing. That's what this service is all about, is win souls and meet people's needs.
Amen.
So our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come in agreement right now, Father, Lord, you see that prayer request. Lord, you see that young sister, Lord, that is vaccinated a few months back. Lord, we call her up to you right now, Father. We bring her to you. Lord, we're going to ask God that you will forgive her of her sin. Lord, that you will cleanse her, Father. You said God would come to you. You know why I turned away. And Father, we call her up on you tonight. Lord, for you, to touch her life, God, to set her life on fire again, Lord, with the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. And Father, we're just praising you, God, for that answer right now. And Lord, for that brother that's over in Missouri, Lord, that pastor, God, we pray for his needs right now, Lord. We pray, Father, that you'll reach them, God. Lord, we bind the powers of the enemy that come against you. We cast them away from them right now. We cast them back into the bottom pits of hell where they come from. And Lord, we speak healing. We speak peace over them right now, Father. Lord, we just ask you, God, that many more. After our Lord is the same shape, our Lord is calling out on you right now. Our Lord, we pray, Father, that you will touch them. And Lord, that you will meet their needs, God. Our Lord, them that is so near to hell. Our Lord, we pray, Father, that you will save them. Sanctify them with the with the Holy Ghost. And God, that you will meet their needs. God, according to your riches and glory, by Christ Jesus, we give you the praise and the glory and honor for it all. Oh, God, in Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
John?
Yeah, Russ.
Come in there and tell us where your church is at and everything, and we've got about 3 minutes left.
Well, there's so much to tell. I'll tell you what I'm going to do instead of that. I feel like, the Bible talks about the ministers weeping between the porch and the altar. This is what's
Amen.
Happening tonight. And I also feel that, I was praying, when we prayed before we went on these broadcasts, before we started the broadcast, one of the prayers that I prayed was out of Isaiah 58. It says, let your light rise out of obscurity. I know we don't have time to give it all. We're talking about the fast that the Lord had chosen. But, this is an end-time revival. And as like I said, it's not about our names being on the marquee. It's about his name being on the marquee of your life tonight. It will never be about individuals. The sacrifice and everything he done was for us. And so what now that everything that we're doing, if we are truly on the Lord's side tonight, everything that we're doing is for him. To God be the glory. It's not about that. And this is what I like about this broadcast because, God has put these ministers together. There's not one any here tonight. Amen. Every one of you, amen, Sister Gladys, Brother Clint, Sister Joanna, Brother Bobby, Brother Lloyd, Sister Betty, Brother Tim, all these that have called in, and Sister Frieda, all these that have called in, it's been such a peaceable, and we're workers together in the vineyard of our Lord. There's not any big eyes and little U's. We're all just workers together, and knowing that God has given the That's what I like about it, because that's what's going to bring the increase. And I just want to say that God is asking for, amen, he's blowing down the strongholds tonight. And I'm glad to say, amen, not a problem, I'm glad to say they'll be a part of this end-time ministry that's reaching out, amen, to the souls, because I'm seeing strongholds, amen. And I'm privileged tonight to pray for those that are wanting to come back for the Lord and those that are pastors. Church, it's time for you to come back home. God, he said he's now made a, there was a wedding supper of the king's son. He said now things are all ready. Church, it's supper time, and it's time for you that have been running to come home. Come home to the Lord. He's calling you home. We don't have much time, amen, and that's why this end-time harvest, amen, with Brother and Sister Green there on Friday night, and Brother Yearwood, and this is Jesus' ministry. This is Jesus' broadcast. Please,
amen.
He's calling you right now. Hearken unto the call. You don't have much time. Amen. We're not playing. Amen. It's time for you to come to Jesus. You might not have tomorrow. We used to sing a song in the quartet. The Bible said if Jesus comes today, we'd have just one more day. Church, today you might just have one more day. But today is the day. Today is the salvation. Your salvation is near and you believe. We've been calling and calling and calling and crying. You might not have tomorrow, but today, if you just hearken to the voice of the Lord, and amen, and standing in the gate, who's on the Lord's side, today, make that choice, make that decision to come to Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about, because your name will be in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Well, we just went off for about 30 seconds ago there, Brother John. We sure do appreciate you and appreciate each and every one that called in, had a part of this. And appreciate Rachel. She's done a great job of singing and a great job by reading the words. You can just keep me in your prayer there for tomorrow and just trust God that everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
So,
yes, amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. And we'll talk to you in there next week. And tell somebody about this revival.
Amen.
Advertise it on the internet there, you that's got internet. And remember, Brother and Sister Green's there on Friday night, too. So God bless you.
Amen.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
God bless you. Bye.
God bless you all.